What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 30 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So this one's living the daydream. So I don't even live in Tucson proper. I live in the Tucson metro area in a unincorporated area called Vail. We are just southeast of the Tucson area, even further out than the Rita Road, Rita Ranch area, which is kind of, if you're in Tucson, you kind of know where Rita Ranch is. It's on like the really southeast corner. But anyways, so I'm out in Vail. And we've been here about 6 years, and when we moved in, there was a large cleared area. We have one stoplight in the Vail area. We have a couple stop signs, but pretty much it's a golf course, some neighborhoods around there, and then a little further out, there's some other neighborhoods, and it's really a commuter neighborhood. So, but we're here because of the school districts and not because there's an amazing shopping atmosphere, because there isn't. There is there's a Walgreens. And for these last 6 years, we've watched as the sign on this cleared area says Safeway coming something like, you know, May 2008 or summer 2008 or something like that. And that never happened. And eventually the sign just got worse and worse and worse. And it's like, you know, the weeds are really growing in that area. So anyways, fast forward 6 years, and then all of a sudden, there's earth movers that are clearing out all the vegetation that have somehow grown in this dirt lot, and it's getting flattened again, because apparently the main issue was there was some leveling issues or whatever, and then the recession hit, and so, you know, companies stopped doing a lot of what they wanted to do prior to that. So anyways, earth movers come in and we have flat land, and then new signs get put in, coming, you know, whatever, early 2018 Safeway. And so here we are. They delayed the opening a few times, and it actually happened 2 Wednesdays ago, I think. And today is April 12th, 2018. And so they've been building this up, and you've been able to see the building take shape and everything like that. And then they started doing the parking lot, and there's a gas station in there that kind of got put in, and there's even a little convenience store tied to the gas station. It's like a one car garage sized building, but inside they've got, I'm sure, sodas and candies and chips and all that stuff. But anyways, so in this area, there's also going to be 3 other detached buildings. I'm hearing one of them is a McDonald's, which, do we really need a McDonald's out here? Probably not, but I think we're going to get one anyway, no matter what we want. But here's where the daydream comes in. So in this Safeway building, what they've been doing the entire time they've been building the outside structure of this Safeway is they have also been constructing these 10 retail spaces that kind of coincide with this this Safeway that they've put up. So as of right now, there's nothing in any of those 10. Actually, I don't even think many are even finished as far as like drywalling or whatever. I took a look at the site plan for the entire property. And these 10 structures, it's kind of weird. They have the same depth, and I think it's 30 feet deep. And the most narrow one is 20 feet wide. And then there's a few others that are like 22 feet and 8 inches and stuff like that. And it's really kind of weird. I think the widest one is like 24 feet. So anyways, so I drive past this thing every single day going to and from work. And every day I'm looking at that, like, I know the square footage, I've looked at this thing and whatever, and I'm just like, you know what would be really awesome right there is a pinball bar. And I've just been kind of thinking about this the whole time, you know, this has been being put up. And really what I want to know is what businesses are going in those little retail spaces, and can I put any pinball machines in there? Because that would be really cool to have, like, maybe 2 machines kind of really close to the house that I can, you know, do a 10-minute service call, maybe round trip instead of an hour plus if I have to go out and fix something. But so that's kind of, you know, that's the reality. But the daydream side of this is just kind of me thinking about other locations that I've kind of started following on Facebook, and just kind of looking at their pictures and how I would apply that to to this little area close to my house. And let me tell you about three that I follow. So one of them is, well, I don't necessarily follow them per se, but these are ones that I've researched. So there's Jack Bar, and that's in New York City, and it is a pinball bar. They have pinball machines on one side, and they have a bar on the other side of this kind of narrow and long building or floor plan type thing. And honestly, when I look at these retail spaces, that's kind of what I see as far as, you know, the potential and what the space would allow for. I imagine a wall of machines, maybe 12 to 16 games, and then you've got a bar on the other side, and you've got some seating tables, and Tucson is really big into food trucks, and that's probably, I think that's probably a nationwide thing at this point. But it's proven to be kind of a viable way for smaller businesses to be able to do their thing. And so Black Rock Brewery, where we have one of our locations, they have food trucks there every 3 days a week, I think. And they have it on a regular schedule now. So it's not even necessarily a new thing every time they talk about them on Facebook, but it's kind of like, oh, hey, it's Tuesday, so American Asian's going to be there. Oh, hey, it's, I don't know, Friday, so Papa Murphy's is going to be there making pizzas and things like that. So Jack Bar is literally the vision I see when I look at these spaces. And again, these are my daydreams. These are not the realities, but this is all just fun, right? So there's two others. There's the Silver Ball Saloon up in New York, and Bruce Nightingale opened that not too long ago. And that's probably the antithesis of what I imagine my space would be like. He's got a split level, and there's lounging upstairs, I think, and then the pinball machines are, I think, upstairs, and then the arcades are downstairs, and there's actually, from the pictures that I've seen, it looks like kind of a smaller bar area, but, you know, they also have a kitchen as well, and this daydream location of mine has no kitchen whatsoever because there's no room for that. That doesn't mean you can't take a little bit of inspiration, and Bruce kind of jumped in with both feet, and they got themselves their liquor license, and they went through the process, and they opened it up. And I think that would be kind of the scariest portion of things, is just like severing your day job. I mean, that would be awesome for some aspects, but on the actual side that pays the bills, that would be kind of nightmarish, wouldn't it, you know? But anyways, you know, big shout out and kudos to those guys making that thing work up there. And then the final one is over in Rhode Island. It's called Flipside. And the Dana Carvey, the pinball Dana Carvey, and her husband, they started that not too long ago. I heard them get interviewed on the Little Kings Pinball Podcast. And it seemed like a really cool, like the podcast was awesome. The interview was awesome. And I just kept sitting there going, you know, they're both admitting that they haven't replaced either one of their day jobs with this, but it's still kind of a fun auxiliary thing that they have going. And when I see their pictures, so I do follow them on Facebook, and when I see their pictures that they post, I'm just like, you know, if Jack Bar is the layout, because this is kind of a rectangular space, like there is no, it's very... It's very boring as far as, you know, design and anything like that. And but Flipside has some like cobblestone aspects to it, and they have like more of a craftsman style bar. Like it looks like it's more of a solid, heavier wooden thing, you know, and it's all dark stained, and it looks really nice. And the room they're in, granted, these are all just things I've seen from the pictures. The room they're in, it looks to be almost triangular, and so you have this row of machines, and I think they've got 9, 10, 11, 12 games, something like that. The room just gets more and more narrow, and that's also by the front door, I think. So that's probably like the entryway, and as you get closer to the bar, you've got a little bit more space behind you each time. Not that it's cramped, it's just that you can tell from the perspectives I've been seeing that the room is angled, and it tapers down, not to nothingness, but down to an edge so tight that their last game is not facing along the wall like if they were all on the left side, and they're just going down in a row, their last game actually is turned to face you, so that if you were walking towards it, you could just reach your hands out on both sides and you would touch the flipper buttons, as opposed to the games being along the wall on your left and you're just walking past a row. So that's kind of the one that I sit there and I look at, and I'm just like, man, this would be, like, I love the way it feels through the pictures. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's true. You know, if you're on Facebook, check out Flipside. I'm not asking you to like their page or anything, but just check out some of the pictures. And the layout, it just looks, it looks fun. It looks cool. It looks inviting. It looks kind of warm and a cool New England night type thing, you know? But anyway, so those are the three that kind of I look at, and it's like, if I didn't have to do anything else, this is what I would do for fun. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. So here's the other aspect though. What would I call it? And that's kind of not really the entire point, because I just kind of wanted to share this daydream of mine, because it's pinball related. I think it's kind of not necessarily fascinating or interesting or anything like that. I just think it's kind of fun to think about. And I drive past it and I'm like, what would I call this place? You know, because you want to have kind of like a cool pinball-y name, but you can't have it be so obscure that nobody else knows what you're talking about, you know? I can't even think of an example off the top of my head but you'd have to call it something, and then people driving by are just like, what is that, you know? So anyways, so I have a couple names that I've kind of thought about, but I don't know, none of them really like just grab me or anything. So the first one I thought about was Pin Bar, and instead of like pinball, Pin Bar. And there is a pin-bar in Europe. And so it's like, well, okay, that gives some sort of validation to my idea on that one. And then I had another one, and I can't even remember what that was. But I didn't like it very much. I was just like, nah, okay, yeah, you know, that's an idea. But it's like, yeah, that one's not going to stick at all. And then the one that I keep kind of coming back to, and again, I live in Vail, V-A-I-L. I keep thinking about like the Vail House, but instead of V-A-I-L, like trying to do some sort of cool graphical play on ale, as in A-L-E, as in the kind of beer we're, you know, we have on tap or whatever, you know, it's like trying to make it a beer thing as well, but be like the Vail House instead of the Ale House type thing. I think that would be kind of cool, but that's probably harder to explain than it should be, as to like, well, why do you have like a V in parentheses and then ale the rest of the name of the town that we live in? That's all spelled wrong. Like, I don't get it. You know, you can just see people looking at it going, I don't understand. So, and then there's Robert, my business partner, Robert. This isn't even like the topic of conversation, but like in the past we've been like, if we opened a place, what would it be called, you know? And he's one of the first things he said was like Wayne's World of Pinball, and I'm like, okay, that would probably work, and we could probably do like, you know, Wayne's World posters and stuff like that to be like, oh, I get it, you know, everybody has faded jeans with a giant tear at one of the knees and mandatory mullets, or I don't know, something like that, but that would be kind of fun. So anyways, so there's a point to this besides just sharing it. I have shirts left, and I'm trying to bribe cool names out of people, and I don't know if I want people to email me or if I want people to just post it on Facebook. I might just put a post up on Facebook and that says, put your answer to episode, or yeah, to podcast number 30 below. And then if I get 20 people, I will do a random drawing for a shirt. Like, I'll just find a 20-sided die or something. I don't know. If I get 12 people, I don't know. Anyways, but I have shirts, and this is what I have left. So I have two extra larges. I have five larges. I have two women's smalls, and I have two women's mediums. And you can either email me. If you email it to me, wayne@twosonpinball.com, I will post up on the Facebook page in place of you saying such and such person submitted this and these are their things. And you don't have to do just one. Like, you aren't limited to one. Don't give me like 20, but like give me 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, whatever. But like, what would you name a pinball bar in Vail, Arizona, in a shopping plaza right next to a Safeway? And it wouldn't necessarily have to be like adults only type of thing. Like, it wouldn't have to be like a bar. It could be kind of like Dave and Buster's at some places where it's like, hey, everybody's invited until it's 10 o'clock and then the kids have to leave because that's the law, not our rules. So yeah, that's kind of what I think I want to do. So send me an email, wayne@twosonpinball.com, or post it up on the Facebook page. I'm going to create the post right now, and we don't post often enough to have that get buried. So even if you're listening to this months from now, like, it would be really cool if you chimed in. The contest would probably be over. But let's shoot for, like, I don't know, where I have to go buy like a 20-sided die or a 12-sided one. Like, I don't even know what intervals they come in. Like, can you get a 13-sided die? You know, so let's just try to say, I don't know, 12 to 20. Once we hit 20, I'll do a D20 for sure. If we get 12, I'm sure I can find 12 or figure some way to randomly select. But I will read off, like, all the ones that I get that are cool. They will be slightly filtered, so don't just send me the worst thing you could think of. But let's have a little fun. Let's get kind of creative. Let's not be mean. And let's see what everybody has to say. So outside of that, if you ever see a Tucson or a pinball bar in Vail, Arizona, with a name that's been up on a future episode, come in and say hi, because you never know what happens, right? Outside of that, thanks for listening, and party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World.